Let's start the show.
I can. Hey, there we are. There we're off to a great start.
See, yesterday.
Let me describe what goes on when something like that happens. Y'all just start hitting buttons.
Well, no, I mean, I hit the same button I hit every day. But what happened was yesterday during the show, we took a break. And this poor little button was hanging on by a string. Well, leave it to my fatty fingers. I pushed right through it and put straight through the hole. So the button worked. It just wasn't, I had to maneuver it. So that since, you know, an hour ago, it's been replaced.
Right.
And what they did was you were out of programming. You were out of the what puts you over the airwaves.
Okay. So you want to start over again or?
Let's start the show.
Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, June the 17th. Fan Talk built by Baker Roofing. Been in business over 100 years. One of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. Thursday, June the 17th. Today is the 6th anniversary of the Emmanuel 9 shootings.
Really?
Doesn't it seem like it's longer than that?
It seems like it's gone by so fast. Time flies.
To me, it just seems like it was longer than 6 years ago. I remember waking up and seeing that thing on the news and an awful, awful situation here in Charleston. So thoughts and prayers go out to the families, anybody that knew the 9 people who were shot down at the Emmanuel Church. So it's also National Eat Your Vegetable Day.
I had potatoes for lunch.
Potatoes have to be a vegetable, right?
And I had onion. I had an onion ring and french fries. So
your idea of vegetables is kind of like mine.
I do love broccoli.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to make it right.
When it comes to vegetables, I am very limited in what I will eat.
What vegetables do you eat?
I eat butter beans, string beans.
I like your string beans.
Black-eyed peas, corn. Mm. That's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really broccoli. No. Cauliflower? No. Brussels sprouts? No. Beets? No. No, no, no.
Have you had cauliflower mashed potatoes? Substitute?
I have had that, yeah.
I mean, with enough butter and sour cream.
I don't know
cream.
What they do to them, but that's the only way. I've had the cauliflower mashed potatoes, the cauliflower rice, and the cauliflower pizza crust.
I can tell with
which
the pizza
just tells
crust.
You right now, if you just put enough stuff on it, you can eat cauliflower.
Because it's like a bland
and you make
taste.
It look like something else.
Yeah. Fool me once, shame on
you.
Yeah,
I'm very limited in my vegetables. So it's National Eat Your Vegetables Day. It's also Phil Mickelson's birthday.
Happy birthday,
and
Phil.
And the U.S. Open kicks off today. Phil's 2 over right now, off to kind of a slow start. We'll keep you up to date with the U.S. Open all day long. Coming up at 4:25, we got some audio from Mark Kingston. Had his year-end press conference wrap up today. We'll let you hear from him. 4:45, our award-winning fishing report with Mr. Mike Abel from Hadrill's Point Tackle and Supply. And 5:25, as he does each and every Thursday, our good buddy Scott Glaze from Stone Oak Ferry will come on. And I guess we'll talk about the U.S. Open. I mean, it is a major.
I mean, it's U.S. It's the whole U.S.
God, it just seemed like yesterday we were out at Kiawa for the PGA Championship. I guess it's been a month, huh?
You're lucky you ain't out of Kiawa now. It's gotten a little bit warmer since then days.
Yeah, yes, it has. So phone number is always 843-721-9500. Follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at FanTalk98.9. Several ways you can listen to us anywhere you go. You can listen to us by going to our website, charlestonsportsradio.com. If you got down one of them there Alexa things, you just tell her to get ESPN Charleston, And she'll put it, the station right up there. And you can now, we have apps for all our station. And you can go to the App Store or Google Play, download the ESPN Charleston app, and you can pretty much, I don't know of a way you can't get us.
There ain't no way.
Unless you're in a cave with an AM radio, you probably won't be able to get us. If you're in a cave.
So the excuses stop now.
The cave would be under the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a volcano or something. But all our stations have apps now. So whether you listen to us, whether you listen to 910 and 94.7, Dan Patrick and those guys in the morning, you can download their app. You can actually download the ESPN Charleston app, and it's got a little column, and you go to, and you can get all the other stations anyway. Yep. Classic Country, the City, and the J&I, and the Gospel, and the old school music.
Yeah, so. And lucky for them, I'm on four of all those. The only one I'm not allowed to be on is the Gospel Channel. Can you imagine that?
I can understand that. I can wholly understand that. 80 days until what we consider the first weekend of college football. Clemson taking on Georgia, and of course the game America wants to see. And this is going to be big. It's going to be big in Europe. This is going to be big in China, South Carolina, and Eastern Illinois. Could be the most watched football game in the history of televised football, I'm thinking.
I think.
Except the fact it's not on a channel.
It's not going to be televised at all?
No, it's on SEC Plus.
Oh.
I don't think they've ever done a football game on SEC Plus. We didn't even make the SEC alternate channel.
We made it now, boys. We're on SEC Plus.
So anyway, 84 days until the NFL season opener. And, of course, our golf tour is sold out right now. But Monday morning, 24th of Dunes West, going to pop up on our website, charlestonsportsradio.com. Get them quick because they'll be gone very fast. So Monday morning, 8 o'clock, 24th for only $98.90 for 99 cents per foursome. And you can get yours to play Dunes West. So don't forget. If you wait to 8:30, yeah, you're going to be too late.
You wait till 8:05, you're gonna be too late.
Because they go fairly quickly. Fairly quickly. Scores from yesterday, in case you missed it, River Dogs defeated Myrtle Beach 10-6. That was in 11 innings. They're now 23-13. 2.5 game lead on Columbia in their South Division. How about those Stingrays? Beat Greenville last night 5-1. They lead the best of five series, 1-0. Games 2 and 3 now will be in Greenville Friday and Saturday. Major League Baseball last night, Red Sox beat the Braves 10-8. Same score as the day before. Braves have scored 16 runs in the last 2 games. They've given up 20. So, not good. Braves 30-35, 7.5 games back of the Mets. One other baseball note, too. The Diamondbacks lost their 13th straight. They've lost 22 straight road games, tying the Major League Baseball record that is held by the now Diamondbacks, the 1963 Mets, and the 1943 Philadelphia Athletics for the longest road losing streak. So one more loss, and they will be in a category by themselves. Get this now. Saw this morning. That on May 2nd, the Arizona Diamondbacks were 15-3. They are 20-49 right now. So since May 2nd, the Arizona Diamondbacks have gone 5 wins and 46 losses since May 2nd. Oh, I don't know what happened. They were 15-3 on May 2nd. And now they're 20-29. I think I did the math correctly right there. So they are really struggling. NBA last night, Hawks beat the 76ers 109-106. By the way, if you did not see, I think this is Pick on the City of Philadelphia Day on Twitter and sports in general, because the 76ers, they had a 27-point lead in this game in the third period and lost. So people giving the Philadelphia fans grief. Hawks lead that series 3-2. Game 6, 7:30 Friday night in Atlanta. Clippers beat the Jazz 119-111. Clippers lead that series 3-2. Game 6 will be 10 o'clock Friday night in Los Angeles. And in the NHL, the Canadiens tied up their series with Las Vegas with a 3-2 win. That series tied up at 1-1. Game 3, 8 o'clock Friday night in Montreal. So that is what happened yesterday in the old sports world. So there you go. Braves, Red Sox are gone now. Braves will host the Cardinals this weekend starting tonight. That game will be at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have that on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m. Braves coverage switches over now for the rest of the weekend to Bally Sports Southeast. Bally Sports South and Bally Sports Southeast are two different channels. So make a note of that. River Dogs continue their road trip in Myrtle Beach this weekend. Tonight in the NBA at 8:30, Nets are at the Bucks. That game on ESPN, game 6. Nets lead that series 3-2. And in the NHL tonight, 8 o'clock, Lightning are at the Islanders. Game 3 of that series, which is tied up at 1-1. USA Network will have that. We've got the U.S. Open and the Major Classic on the LPGA. So that is what your Thursday looks like in sports. We'll take a break. Big news out of Clemson today, especially if you're a women's sports fan. We'll tell you about that when we come back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking our first look at the highways this afternoon, police are reporting an accident on Highway 17A at College Park Road. Another accident be reported on I-26 eastbound at mile marker 191. Another accident be reported on Highway 41 at Joe Rouse Road that involves 3 vehicles, so use caution there. An accident on the Isle of Palms connector on the Mount Pleasant side. And finally, there's a power line down at Constitution Road and Dorchester Road, so use caution in that area. Otherwise, no other accidents or disabled vehicles are being reported at this time. This traffic report is being brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. 2 locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and nice with a high around 85. Clear and mild tonight with a low around 72. Mostly sunny and beautiful Friday to launch another Low Country weekend with a high around 84. Looking ahead, mostly cloudy Saturday with thunderstorms likely Sunday and Monday. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Hurt on the job? Just call Joy. If you're looking for a workers' comp law firm that gets great reviews, you've found it. At the Joy Law Firm, we've represented thousands of workers across the state. Our attorneys have received the highest ratings from top legal rating services, and our 5-star Google reviews speak for themselves. Call the law firm that South Carolina has trusted for over 50 years. Because good reviews matter, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
Spring has sprung, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered for all your home projects. Masonry supplies, decorative stepping stones, Pennsylvania bluestone. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. That's 744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
I had this illness that really made me powerless over alcohol and that insisted that I got drunk. And so I got drunk. It doesn't have anything to do with trying to control it. An alcoholic who picks up the first drink will pick up the second drink. I can't say to anyone, no, 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 don't drink. But I can say that when you decide you don't want to drink, come to AA. The door to AA is always open. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
Imagine. Imagine being denied an apartment because of housing discrimination.
It's so wrong.
But who has the power to stop this?
You do. The law is on your side. If you've been discriminated against because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status, file a complaint with HUD. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
Visit hud.gov/fairhousing. A public service message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off.
I told her, first of all, who goes to the Holiday Inn for a margarita?
I don't know. You know, they used to advertise happy hour at that circle, that round Holiday Inn over there downtown, remember?
Man, I'm old enough to remember happy hours. They used to do 3-for-1 drinks and stuff. That was a place called Smugglers over in North Charleston.
Wow.
They would literally give you a drink and two mini bottles.
Huh. I know the Embassy Suites, when you stay there, happy hours complimentary.
Oh, yeah. I found out when I went to Omaha in 2002, we were staying at the Embassy. They had free breakfast in the morning and an open bar in the afternoon.
You can't get no better than that.
Man, I'll tell you what.
They almost went out of business when I came down.
843-721-9500 is the number to call. Clemson getting a couple of new sports for women. They have added women's lacrosse and women's gymnastics as varsity programs. The lacrosse will start up in 2022-23, and the gymnastics will start up in 2023 and 2024. Remember last year, sometime, I don't remember exactly when it was, we had this discussion. I had watched, it was one of those times that there was nothing else on, and I watched like the SEC gymnastics championships.
Yeah.
And how crazy it was. I mean, I guess they had them in their basketball arena or something like that. I mean, the stands were full. People were going crazy. And I said, I wonder why South Carolina doesn't have a women's gymnastics team. But looks like Clemson will get the, I don't know if it's the first one in the state. I shouldn't say that because I'm not that familiar with women's gymnastics. Maybe some of the smaller schools in the state have one, but Clemson will be getting a women's lacrosse and women's gymnastics. So, and that, my friends, is like the only local note we have today from anything going on around here. It is rather slow, so we are wide open. Anything you'd like to talk about, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk. Hello?
Can you hear me, Bobby?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
I got you, brother. All right. Hey, listen, you didn't talk about, you know, curling from the, you know, the American East back in the day, you know, hard fit and those. Maybe out there at 2 a.m. somewhere on ESPN back in the late 80s,
I am the world's 90s. I am the world's biggest curling fan every 4 years.
get that broom out.
That's
on
it.
That one,
like
that one, and that. So on the I used to be a federal cop, and I arrested someone back at that round Holiday Inn back in mid 2000s and stuff. And So I'm taking the guy down. He was naked when we picked him up, and I'm taking him down the elevator, and this woman goes, have you been to the happy hour special? I have some guy in cuffs and stuff. I said, what do you think? She goes, it's a two-for-one special. I said, well, I'll be back here another day. No doubt about that. So,
You put him on the elevator naked and took him down to the lobby naked?
Oh, no. We put the clothes on him stuff. But there's only one way in, one way out on that, mm-hmm. The Holiday Inn. No. He was not naked, but the happy hour special was on. So we want to make sure I was there on that, on that one. That's right. I used to tell the fugitive guys in Walterboro, I'm only going to be coming on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, because that's when Duke's was open. Every other day, I was not going to be there. So
there you go.
I got to make sure on that. And my last question I have is for your illustrious partner there. He talks about Big Lots, and he talks about getting the underarm deodorant. What about Ollie's? Why not the love for Ollie's? Is just as superb, in my opinion.
Are you saying Ollie's or Aldi's?
Yeah, Ollie's.
I don't think I've been to Ollie's.
Goodness it's over gracious, there at Blood. You're missing out on some beautiful stuff.
It's over there in North Charleston.
I'll be over there tomorrow morning because I got a meeting at Boot Jack. I'll tell you what.
You know where the plasma place I did the show from?
Yeah.
It's next door to that.
All right, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, what are absolutely. They? Right near the old, Toys R Us, and I think there used to be the Gander Sports and stuff. That place is Big Lots on steroids, but a better price.
Really? Yeah. They have a cologne
section?
You
can get some really good knockoff colognes at Ollie's.
Oh, goodness gracious. It's Stotson instead of Stetson there.
Got it. This excites me.
Thanks, guys.
I can't believe you go to Big Lots and buy cologne.
I can't believe you don't.
Well, I don't. Again, I don't. In fact, I threw away. We're having our bathroom remodeled. So I had to throw away a lot of stuff, and what I threw away was like this Polo cologne that was probably like 10 years old.
Yeah, after it ages a little, it's not like wine. You can definitely tell. It's got like a...
I didn't even smell it. I just threw it away.
But, I mean, I swear. I mean, I want to say things, but you're just going to pick on me.
Cologne is Dial.
My collection of watches, hats, shoes.
And cologne.
And I like bath gel.
You're a very girly man.
Why? Because I like to smell good and know what time it is at all times, and my feet be comfortable. And I don't like when I have a bad hair day, I cover it with a hat. Why does that make me a girl?
I said girly man. I did not call you a girl.
A girly man.
Yes.
No, it doesn't. It just makes me.
Well, what is all the metro?
You're married. You're already locked in there.
Metrosexual.
You're locked in there. You have.
That's what you are, a metrosexual.
You have your life partner that's going to take you through the rest of your life. You know, some of us out still searching.
You want to guess who's leading the U.S. Open?
Phil Mickelson.
No. Brooks Koepka and Patrick Rogers tied for the lead at 4-under. Xander Schauffele, one shot back at 3-under. Russell Henley, Tommy Fleetwood, Adam Hanwin, two shots back at 2-under.
And birthday boy ain't doing squat.
Last time I checked, Phil was 2-over.
Mm. You're showing your age.
Phil. Maybe had a little too much cake last night. We still had a ton of people that have yet to tee off. That thing is in San Diego.
I'm teed off. You called me a girly man.
Was metrosexual better?
None of them's better, just because I like to smell good.
If you weren't such a full-figured guy, you'd probably wear skinny jeans and stuff like that.
I wear skinny jeans now. They're just stretched.
All right.
Wear it for my own benefit, to make myself feel better about my size.
Can we take a break?
Don't run from it, Bobby.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM. 94.7 FM and 910 AM.
It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with these hot items for dads and grads. Featuring the TaylorMade Sim 2 drivers with forged ring construction that enhances distance and forgiveness. And don't miss these hot gifts from Bushnell, like the Tour V5 or the Tour V5 Shift with Pin Seeker technology. Or the Wingman with Bluetooth and audible GPS for distance. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. And shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Have you ever avoided filing a claim after a car accident for fear your rates would go up?
Definitely.
Driven around with a clanking bumper?
Sure have.
With accident forgiveness from Allstate, you don't have to put up with that because your rates won't go up just because of an accident.
Cool.
Even if it's your fault.
Cooler.
Call the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO. That's 843-881-AUTO or email philipbradley@allstate.com.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Have you missed working in the medical field? Have you been wanting to make a difference in our local community? MUSC is now hiring registered nurses for a variety of units, such as in the emergency room, ICU, and medical surgical unit. MUSC has many job opportunities and schedules to find your perfect fit. If you're the type of RN who rises to the occasion, apply and join the trusted team of healthcare professionals who find working at MUSC much more than a career. It's their calling. Apply today at musc.edu/careers to change what's possible.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new super high-tech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with the free 2-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
Imagine being denied an apartment because of housing discrimination.
It's so wrong.
But who has the power to stop this?
You do. The law is on your side. If you've been discriminated against because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status, file a complaint with HUD. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
Visit hud.gov/fairhousing. A public service message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future. I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S.
taxpayer expense.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do.
Well, I gotta get drunk, Lord, I can't stay sober. There's a lot of good people in town. They love to hear me holler, see me spend my dollars. I wouldn't think of letting them down. Well, there's a lot of good doctors keep telling me, George, better start slowing it down.
But there's more old drunks than they are old doctors, so I guess we better have another round.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on Thirsty Thursday, my favorite day of the week.
I got to add this to your playlist.
Now, once again, explain to people how they can ascertain the Thirsty Thursday drinking song playlist.
Ascertain? Bobby, stop using empty dollars before you choke on one. No, all you got to do is if you have Apple Music on your iPhone, just go and search Bobby Harden Thirsty Thursdays, and your playlist should pop up.
I don't even know if I have that. Do I have that on my phone?
You should. I mean, you have Apple phone.
I guess I got to get some of them fancy white things you put in your ear like Luke does. He looks more professional.
Until you start talking on the phone, and you look like you're talking to nobody.
No, I don't do that. I'm not attached to my phone like a lot of people are. I can promise you that. Trent's here today. How about that?
Oh, blast from the past.
Trent now, he we knew he had this big vacation planned. Trent did the whole Route 66 thing.
I did. Yeah, it was
You
amazing.
Got on it in Chicago.
Yeah.
Drove it all the way to Santa Monica Pier.
So we went to Philly. We went from Charleston to Philly, and then Philly, Detroit, and then Chicago, and then went all the way down Route 66, stopped in Oklahoma City, Sedona, Arizona, a few places like that. Got to L.A., finished Route 66, and then we went up the Pacific Coast Highway to San Francisco. It was amazing. It was amazing to see the country.
This is like we had this discussion here on Fan Talk a couple of months ago about non-sports bucket list items.
Right.
And one of them was Route 66.
Yeah.
So it was what was the coolest thing you saw on Route 66?
Sedona was gorgeous. I really love Sedona with all the red rocks. But, I mean, we went to the Grand Canyon. So the Grand Canyon, I hadn't seen it yet. Very cool. Very. We went like on a 2 mile walk all the way up the South Rim.
Right.
It was gorgeous.
Did you get your picture on the corner in Winslow, Arizona?
We drove by it. I didn't get the picture.
Come
but
on,
we did
man. You had
by.
To do that.
We had to get to Lake Havasu. We had to get to our hotel, but we did drive by it. It was cool to see. A lot of people taking pictures.
Was there a line of people out there taking pictures?
Like 5 or 6 people taking selfies out there on the corner.
So you would recommend, you did the whole thing. You got it on in Rockford, Illinois, and
oh, yeah.
All the way to California.
All the way to Cali. It was. I would recommend it to anybody that can. It was very cool to see the country.
Now, was it a leisurely pace? You stopped if you saw like
absolutely.
A really cool truck stop or something?
Yeah,
or,
absolutely.
We or did you off. Just... Take your time. I mean, did you hurry through it?
Oh, no, we didn't hurry. We stopped off at a lot of, you know, old, cool gas stations and stuff. There was one gas station in Missouri, a Sinclair gas station, where a guy from Charleston was running the place. He moved there like 5 years ago, and the owner passed away, and now he's running the joint. So, yeah, we stopped at a lot of cool places like that. Very cool.
That'd be a cool way to retire there. You just got to go find your service station on Route 66. Now, at any time do you... Are you forced to get off Route 66 like the road is
screwed up
so you got to take a detour or something?
Yeah, so a lot of the trip, the interstate is right next to it. And so
right.
You know, you're going 55 on Route 66 and then you're going 75 on the highway.
Right.
And then, yeah, we pulled off a lot because of the dirt roads and stuff. You know, we had a rental car. We didn't want to screw it up. So we tried to stay on Route 66 as much as possible, but... It was a lot of fun for sure. A lot of fun.
That is cool. That is cool. To have done that at such a young age, that is really cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Okay, man, it's slow, so you got to figure something to talk about, right?
Do what now?
Slow. Times are slow. You're looking for something to talk about.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, seeing as how we're old Gamecock fans, and it's Thirsty Thursday, you just played a drinking song. What's one of the worst things you've seen happen involving drinking in Columbia in football? For me, I got a long list, but here's my one that I'll pull out. A few years back, was up there for Parents Weekend, Arkansas, Carolina. You were probably at the game. It was a hot afternoon. I was in the east stands up top, not way up high, just in the upper deck, and it was packed in the area I was in. There wasn't anywhere to move. It was Parents Weekend. And that sun was shining in everybody's face, and, you know, those people were drinking. And I saw this guy coming down, and this girl was helping him down the stairs. And you could just tell he was about to let it fly. And I had nowhere to go, and I said, Lord, have mercy. If this guy starts throwing up now, he's going to throw up all over me. And he made it one row down below me, and then there he went and threw up on some woman's head. And I'm going to tell you what, buddy. Imagine if it's 90 degrees. It was almost 90 degrees, if not 90, and some drunk fool throws up all over you.
I'm going to tell you what. If a drunk person threw up on me at a football game, his problems are just starting. I will tell you that. His problems are just – he's going to end up in the hospital.
It was bad. All you could do was leave because you couldn't wash it off. You stink.
I could sound big and bad right now and tell you, oh yeah, I'm gonna mess him up. But guess what? It's just gonna be two people throwing up. Because if it's on me, I'm gonna commence to throwing up. It'd be a chain reaction.
It was so bad. And the girl sat there with him, and the lady left, and security came and got him. But it was, it missed me. I could see it coming, man. I was like, oh, my God, I got nowhere to go. This guy's about to hurl.
I've never had anything like that even close. Now, I've been around a bunch of drunks with bad language and stuff like that. When I was younger, I might have been one of those drunks. It was the source of the bad language. But I behave now, so I've been fairly lucky on that note. I remember going to Georgia, to a Georgia game in Athens, and the tickets we had were like way up in the upper deck. And I saw this guy coming up, and this guy had slipped a pint of Jack Daniels down in his pants, right? So he went to sit down, the Jack Daniels bottle popped out and fell on the ground and broke. The man started crying.
Oh, I would have. You make it all the way. It's like making it all the way to the promised land just to be like, nah, you can't come in.
I could tell you something that made me cry one time at a game back when I was a student, but we can't talk about that on the radio.
All right, man.
All right, man.
I love how Bobby said he's calmed down since then. This is coming from a man who had to be approached by security.
I was perfectly sober. I just thought the woman overreacted.
Now, didn't you?
I was getting a baseball for a little, like a 1-year-old kid.
And didn't you have a problem with the umpire at one point?
Well, I yelled at the umpire, yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure calm down, Bobby.
It's okay to yell. What are you going to tell me? You can't yell at umpires?
I mean, it's frowned upon. I mean, I've seen them throw people out for that.
Maybe if I was a student, they would have thrown me out of that game. But, yeah, I just reached over the fence and got the kid.
And then proceeded to ask the real police, can you borrow her gun?
No, I asked her if she could shoot her in the leg.
Oh,
I
wasn't okay. Gonna well, 6-1.
I was not going to shoot her in the leg.
6-1, half a dozen of the other.
She knew I was kidding. Oh, God. Look, big news in the world of college football today. We got a new bowl game.
Oh, boy.
It's in Los Angeles. We'll match a Pac-12 team against a Mountain West team in SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. I think that's a soccer stadium, isn't it?
Inglewood?
In SoFi Stadium, isn't
it? That's the new
is that a new Rams stadium?
And Charger Stadium.
Well, that's going to be the home of the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl.
The Jimmy Kimmel Bowl?
The Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
He's got a bowl named after him?
He does now. He's the title sponsor of the inaugural L.A. Bowl. It'll be the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl. And, of course, I tweeted out, is the halftime show going to be girls on trampolines?
From the man show.
From the man show, which he used to do.
But, I mean, Letterman and Leno don't even have a bowl. Oprah doesn't even have a bowl.
I bet Oprah's working on one right now.
She probably owns half the NFL. We don't know.
So, the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. That could be a good topic this summer, sometime on a slow day. What celebrities would be cool to have their own bowl game? We won't do that today, but we got a busy show. By the way, Gene Sapikoff, normally in his time, he sent me, you know, he's on vacation. Jeff Hart's supposed to be the only person working at the Post and Courier this week. Gene Sapikoff's on vacation. David Kloniger's on vacation. We know Scotty's gone from Channel 4 all week.
It's that time of year, I guess.
So that's why we don't have David Kloniger today, but he will be back next week. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on? It's Robert.
Go ahead.
Huh?
I mean, hey, huh?
Are you on a motorcycle?
I can't hear you. He's going to have to call back. I don't know. He's got his windows rolled down.
He's cutting the grass. Trying to call you while you're cutting the grass.
Must be. Some other college notes. Auburn and Miami, they announced a home-and-home 2029-2030 seasons. Auburn will play at Miami September 1st, 2029, and then they will host Hurricanes August 31st on 2030. Arkansas pitcher Kevin Copps has been named the college National Pitcher of the Week by the College Baseball Foundation, and deservedly so. He had a heck of a year. And also the NCAA looking into the inequities between the collegiate softball and the baseball tournaments. There was a lot of people, a lot of women are upset that that championship game was at 3 o'clock on that Tuesday afternoon. Remember, it got pushed because of rain. And I think before that, Florida State and somebody had to play to like 2 o'clock in the morning. So NCAA says they're going to look at that, and they are forming a softball committee to get feedback on the overall Women's College World Series experience for the student athletes. But the main thing was that they took, the women's softball was getting great ratings, and then they had the championship game at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I can understand them being upset about that. Because I think he couldn't put it on that night because the ESPN had the NBA or something. But they had and I think they had the NCAA track and field championships. If I'm trying to remember what some of the other things were going on, they had other commitments. They probably could have put it on ESPN News that night. It would have been just as good. So one baseball game today. Indians lead the Orioles 7-3. A game in the bottom of the seventh inning. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking another look at our highways this afternoon. Police report an accident on Dorchester Road at the Mark Clark eastbound on the ramp. Another accident we reported at Westcott Boulevard and Dorchester Road. And working an accident at Meeting Street and Cypress Avenue. Otherwise, no other accidents or disabled vehicles are being reported at this time. Looking at the SCDOT cameras, I am seeing heavy traffic on the Mark Clark westbound between Long Point Road and the Don Holt Bridge. And finally, heavy traffic on the Mark Clark westbound between I-26 and Leeds Avenue. This traffic report is being brought to you by Max Place. Max Place is your Chicago-themed Irish sports bar. They have 25 HD TVs with all your college and professional action. Max Place on East Bay, across from the Customs House. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and nice with a high around 85. Clear and mild tonight with a low around 72. Mostly sunny and beautiful Friday to launch another low country weekend with a high around 84. Looking ahead, mostly cloudy Saturday with thunderstorms likely Sunday and Monday. With your low country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And home telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with home telecom.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Millions estimate their benefits online, so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
My friend named Jen. She's got some friends. I'm talking Brandy, Sherry, and their brother Jim. My friend, the captain. We call him Morgan. He likes to anchor down and hang over till morning. A little bit of red, a lot of bit of white.
All right, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Now, who is this? I know I've asked this before.
Little Big Town. This is their newest one, Wine, Beer, Whiskey.
Right. Is that on the playlist?
I think it's like the number one song on the first one on the playlist. Should be.
I can see a bunch of drunks in a bar singing along with that.
Yeah. I like the horn section. The video is kind of strange.
So there you go. Thursday, the most popular day music-wise, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, Motown's a solid two. You hate Wednesdays. We're going to have to figure something out for Wednesdays.
I don't hate Wednesdays. One-hit wonder?
Yeah.
I just question whether some of them had other hits, but it's not a big deal.
Questioning me. You just...
I don't have Apple Play.
You know, it's not Apple Play. You have... It's music. Apple Music. Just type in music.
It's the type music. In music on
it's a,
what?
It's a pink. When you go to your phone, I might send Trent over there to show you.
I have Apple Store.
Yeah, but you should have music. It's a pink square with a music note in it.
Okay, entertainment. You got a store. Welcome to iTunes Store.
No.
I ain't buying it.
No, I mean, Apple Music is a staple.
I can listen to it for free here Trent's on Thursdays.
Coming. Trent's coming to show you.
Well, you said go to the pink thing. It said entertainment, and there was a pink thing.
He showed you how to search.
Phones for dummies right here.
Did you find it?
See, I told you I don't have it.
You
sent the whiz kid over here. And it's still. I have no idea. I don't use a hundredth of what that phone will do.
You probably haven't updated it since 95.
Oh, we got it. Apple Music now.
Oh, it's downloading. Okay.
All right, it says open it. No, open it.
Is it open?
No,
hit open.
It says, what's new in Apple Music? I don't see anything about our new podcast.
Just kidding. I don't know if you'll make the headlines on Apple Music. Once you get through all the welcome stuff, you
yeah, I got all this stuff on my phone. Books, yeah, that'll never happen.
Let me read
a book on my phone.
Well, they read them to you.
Oh gosh, 843. It ain't easy being old, man. It's not easy being old.
Trust me, it ain't easy being young either.
Oh man, two questions I get all the time. One of them is, "What's wrong with the Braves?" And obviously the Braves are struggling, but I do think injuries have a lot to do with it. So I went and looked up all the players that are out for the Braves due to injuries. And Mike Soroka, starting pitcher. Tucker Davidson, starting pitcher. Yanoa, starting pitcher. Travis Darnard, starting catcher. Marcelo Osuna, starting left fielder. Tuki Toussaint's injured. That's not a big deal. Alex Jackson, another catcher, out. Grant Drayton, another pitcher, out. Not that big of a deal. But that's a lot of injuries to have to suffer. Now, I will say this, that none of these are bullpen guys, And that's what's really hurting the Braves is the bullpen. But you've got, I mean, you have three starting pitchers out. You have your starting catcher out. You have your starting left fielder out. And he's not coming back because he's being charged with aggravated assault. Family violence. So baseball's not even going to let Ozuna come back. That's a big bat to have out of the lineup. So, you know, I feel confident in saying that a lot of the Braves' problem is the injuries. But, again, a lot of the problem is the bullpen. Braves have lost six out of the last seven, five games under 500 for the first time since 2017. That year they finished 72-90. The bullpen has blown 12 of 25 save opportunities. In four of Atlanta's past six losses, the Braves have led or were tied entering the seventh inning. So the bullpen is a huge problem, but injuries are a problem as well. But again, last two nights they've scored eight runs. They should win ball games scoring eight runs. But their pitching staff has given up 10 runs in the last two nights. They ran into the Red Sox are good, but it's not going to get any easier. Next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, because they play a doubleheader Monday, the Braves have four games with the Mets coming up. And that could determine whether they're going to win that division or not. And they're 7.5 back right now. And again, another daily reminder, thanks for nothing, Cubs. Again.
Yeah, Cubs. Jim Downer.
Thanks Cubs. For nothing.
You're worthless.
Chicago Cubs.
Useless. You're useless.
Hey, with all that rain, your car might be a little dirty. Take that thing over to Cactus Car Wash. They're located at 1800 Highway 17 North in Mount Pleasant. Full-service car wash. Do detailing as well. Check them out at cactuscarwash.com. Or better yet, as we always tell you, go in. They're locally owned. One of the owners is always there. Phillip's always there. He's got that floppy hat on. Say, hey, Phillip, Bobby told me to ask you about that $39.95 unlimited car washes. $39.95 a month. And you can get your car washed every day if you want to. Cactus Car Wash right across from the town center in Mount Pleasant. Were you going to say something?
Oh, no. I was just giving, you know, catching the train up. On.
Oh. Y'all were talking about me, weren't you?
No, not about you. I was saying, now that he said that, I said he knows what's going to happen. Jim Downer's going to call. Woke him up from a nap talking about his Cubs.
All right, he probably get it. Man, all I did was ask for a little bit of help from the Cubs. A little bit of help. But they have dropped a stroke at the U.S. Open, but Brooks Koepka, Patrick Rogers, and they've been joined by Matthew Wolf now. All three are at 3 under. Rogers and Wolf are through 14. Koepka is through 13. One shot back at 2 under. Got a pretty large group. Russell Henley, Xander Schauffele, Siwoo Kim, Martin Laird, and Adam Hadwin. Again, those guys at 2 under par. Go down the list a little bit. See where Mr. Phil is. Colin Morikawa, he is 1 over through 12. Justin Thomas, 1 over through 12. And this is one of the hardest things I do here. Phil Mickelson is 2 over through 11. Kevin Na, 3 over. Tony Finau, 3 over. And I'm just going now. Looks like I don't think DeChambeau and some of the other names have teed off as of yet. So that's where we are. This was delayed a little bit for fog this morning.
Fog?
Fog.
Foghorn Leghorn? I said boy.
I said it. The U.S. Open has been delayed. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.